You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So, how is artificial intelligence being integrated into military technology?
Artificial intelligence, AI, is being incorporated in various ways to perform various tasks. But there are specific concerns about the role of AI in identifying potential targets to be killed. And these concerns really came to a head last week when an Israeli magazine, Plus972, claimed that the Israeli Defense Force is using AI software, a piece of software called Lavender, to produce targets for the Israeli Defense Forces to eliminate. And this article was based on interviews with six anonymous Israeli intelligence officials who have served during the current conflict. And they've claimed that this Lavender software has been used to produce a kill list containing more than 37,000 individual names, and that this database is now being used to kill some of those targets on that list.
Are AI-controlled weapons currently comparable to their human-controlled counterparts in terms of accuracy?
So I think it's important to say that AI is not replacing other weapons, but it's being incorporated into what is known as the kill chain, which is the process that's involved in selecting and then eliminating targets. So the idea here is that AI can sift through all of the intelligence, including video footage, images, mobile phone records, and so forth, to identify possible targets that can be engaged with other weapons. But this software is able to do it with more speed and more accuracy than human operators. The problem, though, is that AI is accelerating the process, leading to more targets being produced, but also amplifying the potential for mistakes. So the intelligence officials who were interviewed for this article estimate that the software is wrong 10% of the time. So there's a 10% error rate with its recommended targets. And I would suspect that that's actually quite a conservative estimate. When it comes to reviewing these recommendations, those officials claim that they only spent like 20 seconds or so reviewing whether the target provided by the software was a legitimate target before deciding whether or not to proceed. So if you've got 37,000 people listed in this database, at least 10% of those people could be in there by error. That's a huge possibility for innocent people to be killed as a consequence.
You mentioned that the IDF were using AI-controlled weapons in their current war in Gaza, but are there any other conflicts where either side is using AI militarily?
So this is an emerging technology, and a lot of it is still shrouded in secrecy. So we don't know whether militaries are using this technology or how this technology is being used. But what is clear is that both the conflict in Gaza and the conflict in Ukraine is being used as a kind of laboratory for militaries to experiment with how AI could be used on the battlefield. And this is something that we should be really concerned about.
So how has the use of AI in their respective conflicts in Gaza and Ukraine impacted civilian life?
So I think it means that more innocent civilians are being killed for no reason. So as I said, AI is accelerating the production of targets, but also amplifying the possibility for mistakes. So in the Gaza context, the report claims that the software assigns somebody out of 100 a score on the likelihood of whether they are connected to Hamas. And this is based on whether their behavior is similar to that of someone who's known to be in Hamas. But this process of assigning a score really depends on certain assumptions about how a member of Hamas behaves. And things as innocuous as swapping mobile phones could be enough to at least arouse some suspicion. And if operators are only spending 20 seconds reviewing their targets, often it resorts to quite gendered assumptions about whether or not the target is a man or a woman or a child when it comes to deciding whether to engage. There's also some other factors to consider here, thinking about the precautions that are put in place to try and minimize civilian casualties. So the reports on the use of AI in Gaza says that the Israeli Defense Forces have been using dumb bombs rather than smart bombs. So these are much less precise and have a much wider blast area, which means more civilian casualties. The report also claims that the Israeli Defense Force has a much higher tolerance for what the military refers to as collateral damage. So this idea that some of the restrictions on collateral damage have been relaxed, which means that it's considered permissible for the Israeli Defense Forces to kill more civilians in order to eliminate a specific target. And this is one of the reasons I think we've seen so many civilian casualties during that particular conflict.
Is there a possibility that countries using AI on the battlefield may be using this technology to avoid accountability for civilian casualties or potential war crimes?
Yeah, this is a really significant problem with AI because you can't punish a machine when it commits a war crime. You can't court-martial a computer. You can't imprison a computer program. Now, the Israeli Defense Forces insist that this database is just one component in the targeting process and that human beings are still there to review those targets and decide whether to proceed. So this idea that human beings are still involved in the kill chain and that if mistakes are made, that it would be possible to investigate and then potentially discipline, punish, prosecute those who commit war crimes. But the suggestion here is that there's just not enough time being spent reviewing those recommendations, that the operators are not exercising meaningful human control over the suggestions that the machine is making and are perhaps too reliant on what the computer is telling them, that they're just assuming that the machine is correct.
Do you think we need legislation to regulate the use of AI on the battlefield?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think there does need to be moves to regulate, potentially ban AI. And it's important that we act to do something before it's too late. Because once these weapons start being used and they become a common feature of the battlefield, it's going to be much harder to convince militaries to abandon them. At the same time, though, I think it's a mistake to assume that wars can be made more humane with a few technical tweaks here and there. So as well as opposing the use of specific weapons in these wars, we also need to oppose the wars where these weapons are being used. And in the context of Gaza, this means a ceasefire now.
Are you aware of any existing legislation aimed at regulating the use of AI?
So there are efforts currently underway in relation to the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons. So this is one of the kind of regulatory processes that exist in international politics to review and potentially regulate new technologies and to limit their effects. That process kind of ground to a halt, and so there are calls now for a standalone treaty to try and ban the use of AI or regulate how AI is being used on the battlefield.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.